Welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English, the only podcast where we try to demystify the magic of digital marketing.
Imagine your life without Google. Tough, isn't it? Like these days, Google is so common that people actually use it more of a verb than a noun. Because imagine this, a lot of time people actually say, can you Google this for me or can you Google that for me, instead of saying, can you search this for me or search that for me. That is how common Google is these days. But in today's podcast, we're going to talk about Google and we're going to talk about how it actually works. More specifically, we're going to be talking about how Google search works. Well, the basic concept behind this concept is pretty simple. Something you can actually find in a book, literally. Hi, this is Raghav and I'm on a conversation with Kabir today, and we are going to understand in plain English, how does Google search, which contributes to more than 80% of Google's revenue, actually work? So without any further ado, let's get started.
Interesting. So how does Google work? Let's try to understand this. This is a very simple example of a book. In a book, if you want to get the pages or page that have specific words mentioned in them, what do? You would go to the index at the back of the book and look for the word. And next to the word, you'd find the page numbers on which the particular words appear in the book, right? It could be one page number or it could be multiple page numbers separated by commas. Now, after seeing that, you can jump straight to that page and read the content that contains that word. Well, Google at a fundamental level also works in the same way. Think of the internet as one giant book and the different websites and the web pages in them as pages of that giant book. Each of these website pages has hundreds and thousands of words written in them, just like you would find on the pages of a real book. Now let's say you type a search query in Google, best camera mobile phones under $250. Quickly, Google will go and find the pages that have information about these phones. So how did Google know these? Well, just like a real book has an index at the end where the page numbers for each of those words are mentioned, similarly, Google maintains an index of all the web pages with a reference to the words they contain. And this index is maintained on a large number of computers, actually lakhs of computers. So when it sees certain words in a search query, it goes to the index, looks at the website pages that contains those words, and spills out a list of those pages as the search result, which you see on the search results page of Google. So when you search for, let's say, best camera mobile phones under $250, you will likely see pages in the search result that talk about, obviously, the camera mobile phones and, you know, with their prices. Of course, the actual process of finding those pages and showing up on the first page is a little bit more complicated than this oversimplified version, but the fundamentals remain the same. And the complication is because you usually don't search for a single word. You search for a search query that has a number of words, and that search query may have some context in it. And then Google's artificial intelligence algorithms were able to match the context of your search query as well with the content on those web pages, so as to give you the most relevant results. The challenge for Google, however, is that the words in the search query could match potentially tens of thousands of different web pages. But then how does Google decide that from those tens and thousands of web pages, which are those 10 web pages that it shows on the first page, right? And so this decision is taken by certain complex algorithms known as search engine optimization algorithms, and an understanding of this SEO or a search engine optimization algorithms is a topic in itself, which we'll discover in another time, right? But bottom line is this, that you can think of the Google search working as simple as, you know, finding something from the index and then showing it to the user.
So the next time I do a Google search, honestly, I'll be thinking about how I am searching for something from a giant book called the internet. Thank you so much, Kabir, for all this.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Thank you, Raghav.